is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Politics, fair or not, is often reduced to a battle of oversized personalities, and such a battle is playing out right now in Montgomery. David Bronner is head of the Retirement Systems of Alabama, and he accuses Henry Mabry, who leads the Alabama Education Association, of making a power play for control of the pension system. We'll talk about that now with Kyle Whitmire. He's a local political reporter with the Birmingham News. And Kyle, good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
So let's flesh out this conflict a little bit more. At issue are board elections for the teachers' retirement system,
which also has the same board as the shares a board with PHIP, which is the
state health insurance for state public employees.
Correct, which is what Mabry is saying is sort of the real his real focus here. But I mean, the AEA is a special interest group. It's looking out for its members. You know, there's nothing really special about that. And Bronner is always sort of stuck, you know, sort of stuck now in the middle of this new political shift in Alabama. You know, this time a year ago, it's curious. We were hearing rumors of the fight that never happened. There was supposed to be this sort of bum rush by the Republicans of David Bronner. Now, you know, he's maybe not on their side. I'm not sure yet whether they're on his side. But, you know, there's that old adage of, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, and the Republicans' enemy is coming after him. It will be very interesting to see how this plays out.
Well, assuming Mabry does get the people on the board that he wants, I mean, what could this actually mean policy-wise for the direction of the retirement system?
Well, I mean, this retirement system, like a lot of, you know, pension plans around the country, and it's not Illinois, it's not California, but it is underfunded. And at some point down the road, we're going to have to do something about that. Now, does that mean the state putting more money into the fund to make up the difference? Or does that mean state employees having to take some kind of cut? And it'll help out AEA's members if Mabry has a voice on that board.
Well, I mentioned personality, and David Bronner and Henry Mabry reportedly don't really like each other, haven't for years. How much of this is policy? How much of this is just politics between two people?
Well, they are very big, strong personalities, but at the same time, I mean, this is politics. There are no permanent enemies, that just permanent interests.
Well, if you travel to western Tuscaloosa County, there's a chance you might catch a glimpse of Mr. Tom. He's not a person, but a 20-story tall crane owned by the Drummond Company and used for coal mining. And after 17 years of sleep of sorts, Mr. Tom is waking up. Now, Kyle, you paid a visit to see this massive machine. Tell us what it is.
Well, it's a dragline crane. It's what they use to tear coal out of the earth. I mean, this thing looks more like a monster movie robot than it does a piece of equipment. You know, I wrote about it last week. I mean, it gave an opportunity to really take a look at what's happening to the coal industry in Alabama, which is sort of in this interesting phase of trying to be reborn. I mean, for a long time ago, you know, a lot of people in this part of, you know, Tuscaloosa and Jefferson counties thought that the coal industry had sort of run its course, that it never was really going to come back to life the way that we've seen it in the last 2 years. But, you know, about a year ago, we saw a huge spike in metallurgical coal prices, a type of coal that's in western Jefferson County. And suddenly this industry and this machine sort of comes back to life. The company spent millions of dollars. They won't say, I mean, they won't talk about it at all. So we don't know exactly how much, but somewhere between $10 and $15 million to fix up this machine. They've been rusting in the woods for 15 years and start marching it. It walks. It walks under its own power on its own little dirt road towards Jefferson County. But what's interesting about this is that, you know, they set this in motion while these prices were so high. And then those prices plummeted again and half what they were when this thing started, when this plans for this thing to start moving were put into motion.
How do environmental groups see this this particular industry personified in Mr. Tom?
Well, John Wathen, the head of Hurricane Creek Keeper, you know, is not at all sad to see this thing leaving his watershed. But, you know, we're seeing not just Mr. Tom, but, you know, the coal industry eyeing again things like the Shoal Creek Mine, the Shepherd Bend Mine, these things eventually will get mined, and it's going to have an impact on this part of the state.